politics.com. Mid-Hudson News reports that on April 8th, Representative Antonio Delgado signed on to a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asking to prioritize legislation to suspend the gas tax. Quote, as New Yorkers continue to feel the strain of higher prices at the pump and on their home heating bills, we must use every tool available to lower these costs, unquote, said Delgado. Quote, that's why I'm calling on Congress to immediately consider legislation to suspend the federal gas tax and take other steps to lower energy prices, unquote. The same day, New York State announced a gas tax holiday beginning this summer. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. Kevin Fry reports at Spectrum News about the earmarks Hudson Valley members of Congress put into the one...
Transmission. You're listening to WGXC, Acra, 90.7 FM.
Turn out or tune in Friday, April 15th to performances from Reckless Eric and Scout Gillett at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. They perform from 8 to 10 p.m. Catskill's Reckless Eric is best known for the song Whole Wide World that you may have heard recently in a commercial on television. And Scout Gillett is from Brooklyn. WGXC has live webcasts of each and every show at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill and sometimes broadcast them on 90.7 FM. This show with Reckless Eric and Scout Gillett will be broadcast on 90.7 FM from 8 to 10 p.m. Friday, April 15th. Turn out to the Avalon Lounge or tune in to WGXC, your creative community solar-powered radio station.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek Presents One Hitters 1968 Spillover on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here with an installment of covers of the many classic one-hit wonders from that year that haven't fallen down too far in the memory hole. This will include reinterpretations of All Along the Watchtower, Inna Gadda Da Vida, and Peace of My Heart, because one of the main reasons one-hit wonders should have never been an insult is because a number of bona fide legends of rock and pop only broke the Billboard Top 40 with one song in their careers. So let's get into it with a cover of the Lemon Pipers' Green Tambourine by fellow one-hitter Class of 68 alumni, Status Quo.
jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that was mine. When I toss a coin, you'll hear it sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Tambourine.
Today's first set began with Status Quo's version of Green Tambourine, the Lemon Pipers' original going all the way to number one on February 3rd. Then came Status Quo's own off-cover hit, Pictures of Matchstick Men, as covered by Paradise, the Quo version making it to number 12 on August 3rd's Billboard chart. After which was the Electronic Concept Orchestra's interpretation of Grazing in the Grass, the original instrumental version by Hugh Masekela, peaking on July 20th at number 1. Now for our second set, which will begin with King Curtis and the Kingpins spilling some tea about the Harper Valley PTA.
Said, here comes the judge, seeing, and that does not mean the judge in what they call in our colonial judiciary system, seeing our imperial judiciary system. I mean the judge of righteousness.
Here comes the judge. Hear ye him.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. God save the African king. Anyone have anything to say before this just judge? Come say it now and say it like you're glad, and not like you're mad, for this judge have no mercy in this time.
Court's in session, silence in the court. The court's in session, silence in the court. The court's in session, silence in the court. The court's in session.
Christopher Columbus?
Yes, sir.
Francis Drake?
Yes, my lord.
Bartholomew de las Casas?
Your Honor.
Vasco da Gama?
Present. Majesty.
Alexander so-called the Great?
I am here.
John Hanin?
Sir.
James Grant?
Your Honor.
David Livingstone?
Henry Martin.
Yes,
Bob Fuller.
Yes, sir.
Now say after me. I solemnly swear that the evidence I shall give shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
Silence in the court. The court's in session. 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 Silence in the court. The court's in session.
You're all brought here and count one. Robbing and raping Africa. Phantom. Two. Stealing black people out of Africa. Three. Brainwashing black people. Four. Holding black people in captive for more than 300 years. Five. Killing over 50 million black people without a cause. Six. Teaching black people to hate themselves. Phantom.
Execution, Your Honor.
Phantom. If any of you have anything to say before this execution, say it quick. Say it glad. This judge is getting impatient. No mercy. If any of you are all this, each of you must be hung by the tongue.
But Your Honor, we've been forced.
Phantom. No appeal will be accepted.
Silence in the court. The court's in session. Silence in the court. The court's in session. Silence in the court. The court's in session.
Court adjourned.
Hey! There must be some way out of here. Said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. Oh, I can't get no relief. Yeah. Yeah. Businessmen think they're wise. Come on. All right.
That was Bobby Womack's version of All Along the Watchtower, the Jimi Hendrix Experience cover of the Bob Dylan song becoming the Legends' sole Billboard Top 40 hit in his short life as it peaked at number 20 on October 19th of 1968. For that was Peter Tosh's interpretation of Here Comes the Judge, which, as discussed in our last edition, hit the Top 40 twice in July 1968, first with the original Shorty Long recording, and a few weeks later with the Pig Meat Markham cover. We started with King Curtis's cover of Harper Valley PTA, the Tom T. Hall composition giving Jeannie C. Riley her sole hit, but making its stamp by first peaking at number 1 on September 21st, for going on to inspire a movie and TV show. It might also be a case of covered up, but from my research, no one can be sure if the Margie Singleton version was recorded, let alone released, before Riley's version. Now to close out the first half of today's show, our next set begins with Titus Plotselling's Trip Trap Door de Tulips, his interpretation of Tiptoe Through the Tulips. Geek presents One Hitter's 1968 Spillover continues on WGXC as we come out of a set that began with Trip Trap Door de Tulips, pardon my French, Tynus Plotselling's version of Tiptoe Through the Tulips, the iconic Tiny Tim cover of the 1929 Nick Lucas original peaking on June 29th's Billboard Top 40 at number 17. Previous to that was Killer Watts taking on The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Hugo Montenegro's version of the iconic Morricone theme making it to number 2 on June 1st. Finally, Iron Butterfly got the Eurodisco treatment by Boney M., the original hitting number 30 on October 26th. Going on into the penultimate set, here's Sola Una Razón by Lost Thunder Kings. ¶¶
recordarte en esta canción, corazón. Para adorarte pude encontrarte solo una razón. Tu forma de hablar fue la que me hizo cambiar y darme cuenta de quién eras. Tus ojos al mirar de ese modo singular, me enamoré por vez primera. Voy a cantarte y recordarte en esta canción, corazón. Para adorarte pude encontrarte solo una razón. De quién eras, tus ojos al mirar de ese modo singular, me enamoré por vez primera. Voy a cantarte y recordarte en esta canción, corazón. Para adorarte pude encontrarte solo una razón.
strings to bind your hands. Not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. There's no need to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me Angel of the Morning. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel of the Morning. Slowly, slowly turn away.
Just call me Angel.
Well, maybe the sun's light will be dim, but it don't matter anyhow. If morning echo says we've sinned, then it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I promise you I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me Angel.
Just call me Angel.
Touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel of the Morning, morning. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me Angel of the Morning. Just touch my cheek before you leave me. Just call me Angel of the Morning. Slowly turn away from me.
Just call me Angel of the Morning.
That was Nina Simone's rendition of Angel of the Morning, the story classic composed by Chip Taylor and originally offered to Connie Francis. Made its first appearance on the Billboard charts in 1968 with the Merrily Rush recording peaking at number 7 on June 29th, before returning in 1981 through the voice of Juice Newton to peak at number 4. Before that, we heard Au Pair's live cover of Big Brother and the Holding Company's cover of Aretha Franklin's Peace of My Heart. The bright flame that was Janis Joplin's sole entry into the top 40, peaking at number 12 on November 9th, 1968. The set began with Sola Una Razón by Los Thunder Kings, covering Girl Watcher by The Occasions, which peaked at number 5 on October 5th. Now for our final set, Mike Flower Pops will begin by telling us about that damnable cake.
Spring was never waiting for his girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance. Between the parted pages and was pressed in love's hot fevered iron like a striped pair of pants. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it. It took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no! I recall the yellow cotton dress foaming like a wave on the
sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it. It took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no! Cotton dress foaming like a wave on the ground around your knees, and the birds like tender babies in your hands, the old men playing checkers by the tree. MacArthur's Park is melting in the dark, all the sweet green icing flowing down. Someone left the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no!
I was
Today's last set of Forgotten Geek began with Richard Harris's number 2 peaking on June 22nd hit MacArthur Park, composed by Jimmy Webb, here interpreted by the Mike Flower Pops. Then the On Their Way to thrash legendary Slayer crunched their take on In a God of Vita, and we just heard Die Krupps featuring the crazy world of Arthur Brown's Fire, the latter's original recording burning all the way to number 2 on October 19th. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. I'll be back in 2 weeks as we go out with Larry Fast as Synergy's version of Classical Gas, covering Mason Williams' version, which peaked on August 3rd at number 2.